Happy Valentine's Day. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. No, we got a couple more days. But I tell you what, we got something special coming up for you on Valentine's Day. I'll tell you about it in just a minute. But in the meantime, I do want to confirm you are listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM The Voice. Of course, as always, well, as we mostly do, we open it up with our theme song, No One Else, by Gregory Stafford. I think that's a great composition. I really like what he did there. He put quite a bit into that. Appreciate that. Original music, original sound for this innovative program. I was talking about Happy Valentine's Day. Do you have anything special planned for your special someone? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, be thinking about some kind of way that you can make the day special for your special someone. Now, I'm going to mention something about it that may seem like I'm coming out of left field, but I'm really not. A lot of you men know that you have daughters, you have granddaughters, you have nieces who consider themselves to be your special someone. Maybe they consider themselves to be your princess or some other special title that they have, whether you've given it to them or they've given it to themselves. But they say, this is who I am to you. Well, by doing that, they're letting you know who you are to them. So while you're making plans about what you want to do special for your special someone who you live with, you may be wanting to also think about your daughter who may be away in college, or your niece, your granddaughter, whoever she is, who is not your spouse, she's not your wife, but she's made it clear to you that as far as she's concerned, you two have a special relationship. If it's a matter of sending flowers, if it's a matter of sending a brief but heartfelt text message, y'all know a lot of the young people are into technology. Man, how much good would it do for her to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning on Valentine's Day, 7:30 Valentine's Day, whatever time it'd be, and one of the messages she sees on her phone has come from a man who really means a lot to her, although you're not married. Again, maybe you're the uncle. But at the same time, a father figure. Maybe. So just think about all of that. And so, of course, you know what I'm doing. I'm trying to get us to think about all the females who consider themselves in a special relationship with us. Don't forget about any of them. Yes, give them all some time. Now, that said, how about our sisters? Yeah, if there's somebody special, 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 especially if they're not married, they're not dating, just think about it, but especially those young ones. They may be young adults now, but some time ago, they made it clear to you that you are special to them. Let them know they're special to you too. Now, that's it. Let's take a look at feeling and relating. A lot of you know that one of the goals of this program is to build us as individuals, family, community. We're going to focus on building as family with a particular focus on intimate couples, you know, husband, wife, fiancés. And here's the thing. Even though you may not be married now, if you think the day will come when you will remarry, or you've always been single and you may marry for the first time, this is for you. whether you're male or female, whether you're 16 or 36, doesn't matter. And here's what I want you to do too, as we talk about this, as we go through this, I want you to be thinking about, well, what might be taking place in the near future? Seeing how some of what I'll share as it pertains to intimate couples might also be able to be put into play in other relationships, because there is some, you know, crossover application, you know, when it comes to relationship stuff, the same way there is when it comes to, you know, certain skills that you would do in this job that can be applied in that job. There are certain things like communicating effectively that are important in, yes, intimate relationships, but also in our work relationships. So again, be thinking about it with a particular focus on intimate relationships, but also be thinking more broadly at the same time, more broadly about where some of these principles can be applied in a number of relationships. Talking about feeling and relating, and we're gathering this from Psychology Today, two outstanding marriage and family therapists, relationship therapists, Linda and Charles Bloom. Married couple who has been working with people with regards to relationships for decades. Yes, they are married, Linda and Charles Bloom, and they're licensed master's level social workers. And I tell you, they have just been doing some wonderful work for quite some time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to share with you what they're talking about. And I'm calling it feeling and relating. And it has to do with being willing to be transparent. Takes strength to do that. Yes, it takes strength to be transparent. It takes courage to be transparent, whether you're the leader of an organization, whether small, medium-sized, or large, whether you're talking about being transparent in your family relations, you name it. It takes courage to be transparent. That's why most people are not transparent. They don't have the courage that it takes. They don't have the integrity that it takes to be transparent. But that said, let's look into this. Through the gateway of feeling your weakness lies your strength. Through the gateway of feeling your pain lies your pleasure and joy. Through the gateway of feeling your fear lies your security and safety. Through the gateway of feeling your loneliness lies your capacity to have fulfillment, love, and companionship. Through the gateway of feeling your hopelessness lies true and justified hope. Through the gateway of accepting the lacks in your childhood lies your fulfillment now. This from Eva Parakas in The Pathway, The Pathwork of Self-Transformation. Linda Bloom points out that part of the process of being authentic with our partner is to feel feelings and to be transparent, allowing them to see our inner experience. Ladies and gentlemen, especially those of you who have been in intimate relationships, whether as husband and wife, whether as fiancés, whether as boyfriend and girlfriend, how many of you have found it easy to be open and honest about your inner experience, about what's been going on inside you, your true thoughts, your true emotional reactions, versus having found it to be very, very easy, much easier to just hide what's really going on inside you? Because you feel safer if you don't open up and reveal the real you and what's happening with the real you on the inside of you. Linda says it's especially necessary to contact the messy, ugly feelings that we would rather not feel? Part of this is how we're relating to ourselves, isn't it? Yeah, because a lot of us will hide the truth about what's going on with us from ourselves. And that makes it easier for us to hide the truth from others. We become more skilled at being dishonest, deceptive, closed. But is that necessarily what's best? Again, Linda Bloom says that it's necessary to contact the messy, ugly feelings that we would rather not feel. There's a tendency to want to resist the experience of being in touch with these feelings because the experience may be unpleasant. It may be uncomfortable. It may actually be painful. Because strong emotions are both difficult to feel and embarrassing to admit, some people just stay in denial. That's what I'm talking about. Not hiding from others first, hiding from self first. Just don't want to admit that the ugly is there. Then they won't have to deal with it. And part of it, too, is because some people have the disposition that, hey, as long as I really get a lot of pleasure out of this, which I know is ugly and which I really know is forbidden. But because I get a lot of pleasure out of it, I don't want to admit that it's there, because if I admit that it's there, then I feel responsible for getting rid of it, getting it out of my life. But if I just go ahead and deny that that's part of my life, then I feel like I can continue in this behavior. And I just keep telling myself and anyone else who might confront me, no, this isn't what's going on in my life. Doesn't matter to me how obvious it is that it's there. I'll just deny, deny, deny. And Linda says, because strong emotions are difficult to feel and embarrassing to admit, some people stay in denial. Others want to bypass them to go straight to forgiveness. Hey, don't confront me for what I've done, and don't ask me to change. Just forgive me. Just let me off the hook. And while you're letting me off the hook, why don't you also decide that you're going to be okay if I continue to do this? Linda says that well-meaning friends may say, just let it go. But there's an important difference between holding on and preventing the feeling from running its course. We're talking about building the individual, building the family, and that often requires change. All right, more on that when I come back. Oh, by the way, when I come back, I'm also going to tell you a little bit more about something that I want you to keep in mind with regards to Linda and Charles Bloom. Back in just a few. The Yellow Jackets, Out of Town.